5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'm pumping you up and you give me nothing.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, and, you're going well.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Of course we feel good as I look out the window down here in Geelong. And let me tell you, a beautiful sunshiny day, Tuesday, 16th of February, day 3 of lockdown. And just going, I must admit, I wonder how my old co-host, Daisy Thomas, is travelling in day 3 of lockdown. Days?
I'm going all right, Bill. Fantastic to join you again. The sun's shining up here in Melbourne town as well, so hopefully only a couple of days left. What is it, tomorrow night? Might be day 4 of lockdown as well there, Bill. But tomorrow night, Dan Andrews has spoken. He has gone. Well, he hasn't guaranteed it, but all things progressing the way they are. Hopefully we can get back to normality.
Well, I hope so. I really do, because a lot of people are starting to get a bit itchy feet, restless and nearly had enough of Dan, so will be interesting. And how's Rabsy been?
A Perth teenager says his 18th birthday was ruined when security refused him entry to a bar because of his mullet. Cooper Allen says it's discrimination.
Wasn't there to have a haircut, was there to seek frothies.
He wasn't there for a haircut, Daisy. He was there to sink froffies on his 18th. Hey, speaking of that, 21st birthday to Oscar boy today. My Oscar, 21. So we might have a couple of froffies. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? Take him over a bowl of red.
Oh.
And I'll have a red tonight, Daisy.
Well, there you go. Are you allowed to go over and see him? Does he live with you?
I'll drop it off at his door. That's right.
Get an Uber to him or somehow that way.
No Ubers, because I'll take it. It won't
yeah, you don't have a good track record with Ubers, do you? But no, happy birthday to you, Oscar. 21. Hopefully you can be let out this weekend and cut loose on the town.
Oh, and his old man can follow him. Now, you didn't catch Ash Barty last night, did you? Magnificent straight sets victory. She's through to the quarterfinals now. She demolished. She just broke her opponent down last night, Daisy.
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of the tennis. I must admit I haven't cast my eye over too much of it, but I've been listening to a few of the comments and they're comparing her game to the great Roger Federer, just in the way that she's starting to manipulate her opponents, the tactical nous that she's bringing to the game, using that slice. I know you're big on that, the slice, and just changing up her speeds, becoming very hard to play against.
Exactly right. Tactical is the word. And just that little backhand slice spins away from the opponent. So well done to her. Oh, she's a good girl. And she doesn't yearn for much. Like, she doesn't want any publicity. She just does the interview, that's it. You don't see or hear from her again, do you?
Not a whole lot of carry on. And the fact she's got Vegemite as a sponsor, I just absolutely love that. Could you get more Aussie?
Exactly right. Rafa Nadal was speaking last night, and poor old Rafa, he might have let the cat out of the bag about his next opponent. Have a listen.
I make it a step forward today, something that I needed. I need to make another one for Wednesday against Tsitsipas, I think, going to be. No? I don't know. It's official. I think I heard that Berrettini was a little bit injured, but not official at all. Sorry for that.
Come on, Berrettini. Well, he's out, Berrettini, and he just dropped the bombshell the night before. Good on you, Raf. I don't mind that. Don't you love his voice? Do you love listening to Raf?
I just love how honest he is. Even in the other night when the lady in the crowd was sitting there flipping in the bird, he's sort of looking like what,
me?
You don't like me? How could you possibly not like me? I'm the most loved man in the world. How could you not like me?
He's I tell you, he's loved over in India's Ravi Ashwin, the off-spinner, bowls off-spin, and took 5 wickets in England's first inning. So 5 wickets is the bowling equivalent to 100, scoring 100. He took 5 for 43. England collapsed. Then he comes out in the second innings. Now, you've got to see this wicket. Do yourself a favour and turn it on the Fox Cricket. This pitch is like a clay pitch at the back of Burke, fair dinkum. It is terrible. It just turns. It's the worst pitch I've ever seen. But on that pitch, Ashwin, who was really a bowler, he scored 100, his fifth test century. The crowd went berserk and was just unbelievable to see. And he's the second player in test history to take a five-week haul and score a century in the same test. So well done to him. Have you been watching any of this, Daisy?
No, I haven't.
What do you do all day?
I don't do a lot. I saw a bit of the Shield game yesterday. I saw our boy Paddo just going absolutely bunter up there and on that postage stamp of a ground. But the only thing I did see about that game was Virat Kohli. He was going bunter about the DRS. And I know the Indians weren't too fond of that sort of technology for a long while. It took them a fair while to come around to having that in their games. And I don't know if they'll be putting their hand up to use it too many times on their home decks, because Joe Root was plum LBW and somehow continued to keep batting.
He was rooted. The third umpire has had a shocker.
Absolutely, Joe.
The third umpire has had a shocker in this game. Hey, now, speaking of cricket, Ian Bishop, he said this: remember the name. This is a name we've got to remember.
Remember the name!
That's it. Good work, Rabsy. Oliver Hoare. Remember the name. He ran in New York, I think it was over the weekend, 1,500-metre race.
Ran where?
No one gave him... In New York.
Okay.
In New York, 1,500-metre race. And, mate, no one gave him any chance. He cleared away at the top of the straight. He won the 1,500 metres. He stopped the clock at 3 minutes 32 and 35 seconds. All they could say was, wow, they didn't know who he was. It's the, have a listen to this, Daisy, it's the sixth fastest in history by anyone on the planet. Anyone on the planet.
That is
sixth fastest.
Unbelievable scenes. And how have we never heard of him? That's the real question. But good on him. I guess we'll onwards and upwards for him. He's off to Tokyo if that goes ahead. And congratulations to him, because he's now the rush hour's own.
That's right. What could you run 1,500 metres in?
In the what's he done it in? 3:32
3
probably.
Minutes 30.
I don't know. 10 minutes at the minute.
Exactly.
I ran the 10, which is 3:08:20 the other day. I got passed going up Anderson Street Hill by a bloke in cargo shorts and work boots. Tell me that wasn't a kick in the guts. I just stopped and wandered over to the bot and had a feed.
Now, some footy news just quickly, please, Daisy.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some big news for the Bombers. 6,008 days since they've won a final. Could you believe that? And it looks like that streak's not going to be broken any sooner, with big news that Michael Hurley, the star, the All-Australian centre-half back, key backman, he had a small operation on his hip that's since been infected. He's back into hospital, hasn't trained for 3 weeks, and the word is that he's unlikely to be back anytime soon. Could be a line through for the season. It's that serious.
Gee. That is a serious infection in the hip. That would not be good. So all the best to Hurls. We'd love to see him running around again. What else you got?
I got one from down your way. Your boy Danger, his groin. Ooh. He was not too happy with having to fly back to Adelaide to see his specialist, his groin man. He just decided, bugger it, I'll just keep flying him over to see me. We'll cut out the middleman. He's set to play in round one, which is good news for Cats fans. Not that they need any more help down there. They've recruited 3/4 of the AFL's best players, so still not sure how they do it. There has to be some sort of probe into that salary cap, but story for another day.
It's a place to live. It's a place to be. Jeremy Cameron, too, who hurt his calf. He is flying, so he'll play round one. Don't worry about that.
And I got another one for you, Bill, from my old mob, which there's two of, but one of them. Carlton, Charlie Kurnow, the up-and-coming superstar, had an absolute ratchet run with injury. He's expected to be back by mid-year, so not round one, but hopefully mid-year, because that's been the longest ongoing issue of all time. So good luck to Charlie Kurnow, but lots of soft tissue injuries happening. Hopefully a lot of these blokes are back for round one.
Exactly right. Thank you, Daisy. There's a nice little wrap there, footy wrap, and that's all we've got, Rabsy.
It is. It's a massive rush hour, we should say, tailor-made. We're going to tell you how you can head along with Bill to the driving range and win yourself a Sim 2 driver. But up next, one of our all-time favourites, Bill. If I say the sack, what do you say?
I say Tyson. Tyson Gold Sack.
Daisy's premiership buddy is on the show next. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Billy and Daisy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's not often we have two Collingwood premiership heroes on the show.
This man was an absolute favourite of Triple M footy.
Goes across the face, the sack lights his chances from 50.
Sack!
Found his way through, and Gold Sacks kicked it, I reckon, 3 in a row to the Pies.
So we were all saddened at the end of 2019 when he announced his retirement.
I'm fairly nervous, to be fair. It's my time to say goodbye.
But hallelujah, this year he's back with Port Adelaide. Please welcome Tyson Goldsack.
The sack indeed, one of our favourites here, Daisy. No doubt about that. 165 games at Collingwood, 2010 Premiership player, and also kicked the first goal of that game and made some people very, very happy indeed. Welcome, Tyson. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, Mum's still got a smile on her face.
Don't worry about the smile on her face. She put a second level on her house out there and packing it with that. The only bloke to come off the bench, started on the bench for all those who've forgotten. No goals kicked in about the first 6 minutes. As a backman, you've just somehow snuck on, wandered forward and kicked one from the top of the square.
Oh, it does. You're a natural goalkeeper. Things just happen in football like that. and chances have it, we're the only house of the second story in Pakenham too, so everyone's winning.
You could actually buy Pakenham. Now, what's going on, Goldie? You retired 2019. Then you bob up in Adelaide, of all places, 2020, Port Adelaide Magpies. And now you're a Port Power player. Well, how's all that happened?
Yeah, as the story goes, Adelaide are kind of a few years behind the rest of Australia, they say. So they thought I was still actually playing on a list. So they signed me up and thinking they're getting this kind of, you know, fresh-faced 25-year-old ready to go. But little did I know, I'm 33, going on 74 by the way my body feels. But no, it's been good. Coached last year and obviously in different circumstances, and we've found a little loophole to allow me to play mainly in our second-tier division, and I had to be on the list to get it done. So here I am.
So it is definitely a loophole, because I was chatting about that off air. And so it's a loophole, so you can pretty much be the helping out the younger players whilst on a list, getting paid outside the soft cap.
It is, yeah.
But you're playing.
I'm playing, yeah. I wear number 50.
I saw that. That's a heavy number.
heavy number, as if I'm not heavy enough with a very limited preseason, just the way I like it. Daisy, you know that.
And you're working with some of the young boys there. How is one of my favourites going, Zachy Butters? Does he actually have concrete on his cornflakes in the morning? Because he is as tough as nails for a bloke who's 55 kegs.
Unbelievably, to a man that can throw his lack of weight around like he does, and not against the smallest guys on the field, but he'll go up against, you know, our bigger midfielders and almost put him to shame a little bit. But he is absolutely flying. We're trying to get some more midfield minutes into him this preseason. So yeah, keep an eye on him. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Well, another one, of course, is Connor Rose. I hear he hasn't been setting him alight at the training track, but get him into a game. And you had an internal the other day. Did he kick six goals, Connor?
He did kick six. It was under different circumstances here. We had the second half of the game was a bit more skewed to have our, you know, kind of probables and possibles. So he was in the probables, and I think they won by about 100 points and a half. So it was kind of one-way traffic. But, yeah, like you said, he came off this foot injury from last year. He was just bobbling along. But he seems to have got that right. And six goals in your first game of the year is not a bad start.
And how is the mood generally down there? Obviously, a fantastic season last year, just stumbling one before getting to the big dance. But surely the mood would be fantastic, and yourself there just bringing it up, no doubt, day by day?
Yeah, absolutely. I try and keep the positive energy up, days, you know that. But no, it's, we haven't lost a game yet, so the energy has to be high, as is every club at the moment. And everyone's had a great preseason. Everyone's looking forward to round one. We love it.
This is what I was after. I was after a few throwaway lines that we could have come back and burnt you with. Have the boys been on the Utonic Natural Tonics?
They have. Yeah, they have, Dave. I'm glad you've brought that up. The Utonic's going well, so all natural formulas. You can get your energy out of that and also come watch your aim. So, in all good stores near you, jump in and grab yourself a bottle. I try and get it across the line here, but they're not that interested. They've got the Red Bull sponsor. And they tend to go down that line.
Utonic.com, of course. Still, I can't believe you're still with it. Good on you. Hey, what about little Chubster, a little chubby midfielder there that plays for Port, Tom Rockcliffe? How's he going? Has he put on weight or lost weight?
He hasn't put on weight, but gee, he's got a soft little rig, doesn't he? I was looking the other day for a guy that's so soft and not overly strong, and he's not quick. and his skills aren't that great. Yet he's just still rolling around. And I think you'd appreciate me saying that, but just a very smart footballer and quite a smart-ass man as well. He got married the other week, and I reckon he put on 10 kilos over the weekend. So. Well, he'll have to work that off.
He can't put on weight, the old Tommy boy. He's got a dog's body.
He definitely can't put on muscle.
No. He's got a dog's. That's been one of the great assessments of someone of all time. He can't kick, he can't run, he's soft, and he's not strong. And you're meant to be doing the good thing down there.
I tell you what, out of my jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's very good, very smart, because I'm not sure if he can throw him or not, but you might be in a bit of trouble down there. What about the other old boy and a bloke that I was absolutely loving watching last year, the captain, Travie Boak?
Yeah, not captain anymore, but ex-captain.
Yeah, perfect.
Going well. He's the ultimate professional. We know that. So he's kind of ready to go year round, and he's just kind of holding out for games now. But yeah, he started well on the weekend. But I think it's just a matter of time before he gets himself really fired up for round one.
Who is captain?
I think
Jonas.
Captain's TJ. Yeah, Tom Jonas. Thanks for following along at home, Dave.
Yeah. I actually caught a lot of your games last year. It's pretty poor of me because I probably referred to Boak as captain many times. So apologies to Tom if he's listening.
Matthew Primus. He won't. Hey, what about a couple of newcomers, Alia and Fantasia? How are those two boys going?
Going really well. So Alia had jaw surgery in the off-season. So a little bit interrupted where the guys that are coming off, you know, surgery or non-contact, they wear a pink hat. And it's quite frowned upon for everyone else because they can just walk through traffic and no one's allowed to tackle them. So Alia was flying during training because no one could actually touch him. But he played full contact on the weekend and, yeah, just looked really good. We're a taller option down back for us who reads the ball in the air. So he'll be pretty exciting. And then Fantasia up front with plenty of speed to go with, you know, your Butters and your Connor and the likes, Motlop. So, exciting times ahead.
Indeed. Thanks, Tyus. Great to speak to you again. One of our favourites here on the Rush Hour. And all the best with your future too. Good on you, Goldie.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. And with an intro like that and calling me a premiership hero, I'm not sure Daisy wants to be referred in the same category as me, but bad luck, Daisy. Got it now.
I'll take it, mate. All the best, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And this is the segment where we get a bit deep, Daisy. Well, not us, but the big man on our screens gets a bit deep.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
When a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife.
Okay. Well, you've just got the new car, haven't you? Got the new BT50.
I have. Oh, how good is the BT50? I'm driving around this magnificent BT50, a ute. It is magnificent. And it wasn't a new wife, so I went with a new car. Exactly.
Again, very enlightening, that is, Bill.
It is.
I'm just, the wisdom bestowed upon me is almost too much. I need a knife and fork just to digest that.
Well, I'll give you some time.
Let's go to a break and think about it.
Well, let's go to a song, Billy, and then... Oh. What's trending, including a 19-year anniversary today of one of the greatest sporting moments in history. That's next. It's the Rush Hour. Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless, Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with, is it Dale, Robert, Jordan Thomas?
Jordan. Oh, premiership superstar, Daisy, whatever you want to call me.
And Anthony William Brownless on Triple M. Hey, Bill, there's a few stories kicking about.
That old game.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Very popular. It's very, very popular. And I was watching the Today Show this morning with Carl even.
Carl.
And they had breaking news. So you always, you know, ears pick up and go, what's happening here? And they had these bizarre scenes at one of the hotels, COVID infected hotel, where travellers were evacuated from this hot hotel. And they were coming out of the hotel onto a bus and they had garbage bags, big black garbage bags over their heads. It looked like Dilax or Doctor Who or something like that. It was unbelievable.
Dilax.
And they were running Daleks, exterminate, all that. But it looks, it was very strange, Daisy. You haven't seen this, have you?
No, I have. I was watching along as well. It was, it's just bizarre. I don't know if it was for anonymity, so the people couldn't be recognised, but in terms of the PPE or whatever they're using, it's a different way to go about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it looked weird.
PPE. It did look weird. It was bizarre. And that will, don't worry, that will be trending today. What have you got, Dave?
Well, I've got a trending one from Sunday, of course, Valentine's Day, the day of love. A guy by the name of Michael H. He's caused absolute outrage when his meal that he cooked for the missus has gone viral. So Michael, obviously, like a few of us, got stitched up by COVID and couldn't take the lovely out as planned and just wash yourself of all responsibility and just handball it to someone else who's a trained professional like we should do. Michael's just absolutely butchered this. He's gone with prawns and chips, cooked prawns and chips, French fries.
That's all right.
On the same plate, he's decided to add a side of meatballs in gravy and he's just added some cheese on top that hasn't melted, just grated cheese straight out of the packet. Honestly, I'm not sure you'd feed it to your dog, so I'm not sure he's if he still has a missus or what's going on there. But, you know, this is just the price you pay in lockdown sometimes. I was set to go to the beautiful Crown Resorts, and I then had to adapt as well. Mine came out a touch better than that.
I was going to have a gold class.
That's a lovely... Was that for Tash?
That was for Tash. She got served up a beautiful breakfast that I made, a brunch, had sausages, had some mushrooms, had some avocado. Absolutely divine it was, Bill.
Yuck. I reckon I'd rather. Michael H.
Yuck.
He's gone the yuck.
The meatballs in gravy, the prawns, the chips. I don't mind that.
You need to see a photo of it.
It's a buffet, though.
I know. How good's that? You just keep going. The prawns look good. I don't mind it. Good on you, Mick. Hey, what about this one, boys and girls? 19 years ago on this day, 19 years ago, this happened.
And here's the bell. One lap for goal. He's reaching back for one more gear. Trying to hold up lead. They bump. They bump. Total wipeout.
Stephen Bradbury. Bradbury. He won. That, remember that 19 years ago? That's something we'll never forget, I reckon, Dace.
That was absolutely incredible. I think my favourite part of that whole thing was not only was it that race, the race before that got him into the final, his plan the whole way was, I'm not the fastest, I'm just going to sit at the back and hope they all bugger it up. And it happened twice. His genius plan. He's a gold medalist in the STSS.
And now it's part of the language, isn't it? He's done a Bradbury.
He has done a Bradbury, which is just bloody good on him. And he had the hair too. He had the spiky little echidna.
He still does.
Is he still rocking it? He's thinning out of touch though, isn't he, at the minute?
Well, he is and got a little bit bigger, but as we all have.
Hey, Shrove Tuesday as well, Billy.
Pancake
day. That's right, pancakes. Yeah. I love pancakes, but I don't reckon we'll be getting any today, unfortunately, in lockdown.
No.
That'll be all trending tomorrow. You watch that. They all watch this. They listen to this segment, and then it all trends from here.
Well, something else that's trending is the TaylorMade Sim 2 driver. And up next, we're going to tell you how you can win one. It's the Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy. One of our all-time favourite brands of the show and friends of the show is the TaylorMade guys down at Clayton. You go and get fitted out. I know you both have done it. And right now you can get fitted out for the brand new Sim 2 driver. And you can win one as well. If you head to triplem.com.au and give us your most unusual golfing story, go on the running to be fitted for that all-new TaylorMade Sim 2 driver. Plus, you get to smack some balls with old mate Billy here. The all-new Sim 2 driver is reconstructed so you can swing away. Now, Daisy... Old mate Dane Hibbard has gone to triplem.com.au and given us one of his most unusual golfing stories.
Well, he certainly has, and this is a prize you want to win because, as I mentioned yesterday, I've got that new driver, and boy, oh boy, I've never played better. Into single figures, if you don't mind too, they're bins, so maybe it can fix your game. But Dane Hibbard, on the 18th hole down at the Tasmania Golf Club, beautiful golf club, 160-odd metres uphill, par 3.
Yep.
One of the playing partners teed off first. Shanked it into the bunker. His next playing partner hit a pretty good shot. Looked like it was going straight at the pin. No dramas. Mm-hmm. Then the big fella, Dane, hit off. He hit a 7-iron. He reckons he absolutely flushed it, heading straight for the pin. They wander up, as you do. They could only find the one ball in the bunker. They've had a quick look around, assuming the other balls have then gone over the back. And you might not believe this, Bill, but he and his playing partner both had a hole in one. Both the balls were in the bottom of the cup.
Oh, how good.
That is outstanding.
How good by the Pig Hibbert. That is unbelievable. Two hole-in-one. Have you ever got a hole-in-one, Dave?
I've had three, so it's not that impressive, but I've never had back-to-back ones. So well done to the Pig Hibbert. As you've said, he's in the running to win the all-new Sim 2 driver.
Oh, definitely. Have you hit a hole-in-one, Bill?
Once at Geelong Golf Course here, beautiful par three, about 160, straight in the hole, but no one saw it.
So it didn't happen.
Which is a shame. Which is a shame. After a little Adidas wedge kick and then just rolled in. Magnificent.
Well, that's a bloody unusual golfing story. So maybe you should go to triplem.com.au and you can win yourself a tailor-made Sim 2 driver because, as we know, yours has been stolen by an Uber driver.
Oh, fair dinkum. How did you get one and I can't get one?
I'm an ambassador, Bill, not just a... Yeah, a pleb like yourself.
Well, you should.
I'll loan it to you if you want. I could probably get another one if you need one.
Stick it up your arm.
It's not where they go.
Bill's joke to wrap up another massive show next. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. On tomorrow's show, Bill, I'm reading the rundown, a very special sportsman's hump day quiz.
That's right, the big boys. We're going to talk about the big boys that have done very well in sport. So stay tuned. We might even push out the questions since it's a big quiz. I've just been thinking about that too. That'll be a good one. I'm looking forward to that.
And some great prizes, the Blindstone Boots and the voucher to head down to St. Andrews Beach Brewery. You've got some the best prizes in radio in here.
Oh, how good is that place?
Speaking of tomorrow, hopefully Dan will come out and say, righto, guys, back to work Thursday, which would be nice, wouldn't it? I'll tell you who you feel for. The regional towns that would never have even heard of coronavirus, I reckon.
They probably would have heard of it.
I don't know if some of them would. Casterton and these small towns out there, Meetung and towns that have never even thought about coronavirus and they've all closed down too. So there's got to something that happen with the regional towns, surely. They've got to be looked after.
Well, they all listen to this podcast and some of them get us on their radio at 6 o'clock. So, Bill, why don't you give them a lift with a good joke to finish today?
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Daisy. An elderly man is stopped by the police at about 2 a.m. It's not you, Daisy, don't worry. And is asked where he is going at this time of night. The man replies, I'm on my way to attend a lecture. It'll be about gambling and hookers and alcohol abuse and the effects it has on the human body, as well as smoking and staying out late. Mm. The officer said, no, surely not. Who is giving a lecture at this time of the night? The man replies, well, that would be the wife.
You could say that one coming from a mile away.
Oh, Billy, try and cut that out.
Just sitting up waiting for you when you sneak into the bedroom and there she is.
Well, if you're late, you're already late, so there's only one more time you get in trouble.
Happy birthday, Oscar boy.
You are the king of the divan. Quel mérite en passant.